This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses 79th session of United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister reaffirms Nepal's commitment to contributing to global peace and security. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Podel and Vice Premier of China Ding Xuanxia agreed to advance several projects, including Kathmandu Kering Railway. Incessant rainfall across the country affects normal life. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges people to adopt precaution, and Hezbollah-Israel attacks continue despite international pressure for ceasefire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to contributing to global peace and security and highlighted Nepal's ongoing peace efforts, including the recent passage of a transitional justice law aimed at resolving post-conflict issues. Addressing the 79th session of United Nations General Assembly, Prime Minister Oli called for climate justice for vulnerable countries like Nepal. Kushal Ghimire brings more in this report.
Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to contributing to global peace and security. Prime Minister Oli emphasized Nepal's role as one of the largest contributors to UN peacekeeping missions, showcasing the nation's long-standing dedication to international peace. Addressing the 79th UN General Assembly in New York on Thursday, Prime Minister Oli urged global unity for sustainable development and highlighted Nepal's ongoing peace efforts, including the recent passage of a transitional justice law aimed at resolving post-conflict issues.
As a nation emerging from conflict, Nepal deeply understands the profound value of peace and political stability. Since the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Accord in 2006, Nepal has been firmly focused on completing the peace process at the earliest. Immediately after the formation of my government, Parliament passed a transitional justice bill to settle transitional justice issue once and for all. While we implement the law, we'll uphold victims' rights, including truth and justice. We'll also use reparations and reconciliation to heal the wounds and scars of conflict period. We appreciate support from international community, including the UN system, in this regard.
Addressing climate change, Prime Minister Oli called for climate justice, highlighting the vulnerabilities of mountainous countries like Nepal, which suffer disproportionately from the effects of global emissions. He advocated for greater international support to help Nepal bridge the $24 billion gap needed to meet its sustainable development goals by the year 2030.
Climate change has emerged as the gravest threat to our planet, people and prosperity. My own country, Nepal, is particularly hard hit. We stand as one of the most vulnerable nations to climate change and are ranked as the 20th most disaster-prone country in the world. Of utmost concern is the alarming rate at which the pristine Himalayas, often referred to as the third pole, are losing their vast snow reserves. This loss threatens water availability for billions of people living downstream, extending far beyond the borders of my country.
On foreign policy, Prime Minister Oli reiterated Nepal's commitment to maintaining cordial relations with neighbors and the international community based on mutual respect and non-interference. Kaushal Kimire, Radio Nepal, Kathmandu.
Earlier on Thursday, Prime Minister Oli addressed the high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance as part of the UN General Assembly. On the occasion, the Prime Minister stressed the need for promoting natural health care approaches to prevent infections and reduce the need for antibiotics, supporting the fight against antimicrobial resistance. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli held separate meetings with the leaders of Qatar, Pakistan and Laos in New York on Thursday itself. The Prime Minister's meeting with the Qatar Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani was held at the office of Qatar's permanent mission to the UN. Similarly, Prime Minister Oli and Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif held a meeting at the UN headquarters on Thursday. The head of the government and Prime Minister of Laos, Sansaya Sipanjan, held a meeting at the UN headquarters. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Ranadive has called for the global community to unite to address the serious challenges facing humanity today. Addressing the ministerial meeting of the Addressing the ministerial meeting of the Asia Corporation Dialogue in New York on Thursday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, the Foreign Affairs Minister emphasized global efforts for dealing with problems like climate change. Likewise, in her address to the ministerial level meeting of the United Nations Peace Building Commission, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana updated on Nepal's progress in managing conflicts and concluding the remaining works of peace process. She shared that the Parliament of Nepal has recently enacted a law on transitional justice that favors victims. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and Vice Premier of China Ding Xuexiang have agreed to advance several projects, including Kathmandu Kering Railway. The Embassy of Nepal in Beijing said the two leaders agreed to advance the projects under Trans-Himalayan Multi-Dimensional Connectivity Network, particularly Kathmandu Kering Railway, Cross-Border Transmission Line, Kimathanka Hili and Hilsa Simikot Roads. Currently, Deputy Prime Minister Podel is in China visit. During the meeting, Finance Minister Podel stressed on the need for working collectively to accelerate the implementation of the agreements that were agreed between the two governments and leaders of Nepal and China in a time-bound manner. Likewise, Chinese Vice Premier Ding emphasized the importance of practical collaboration between Nepal and China for mutual benefit. The 45th World Tourism Day has been marked in Nepal, organizing various programs. Attending a program organized today by the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation on the occasion of the World Tourism Day, Acting Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh applauded the contribution of tourism industry to the economic sector. He pledged to enable more favorable environment for the tourism industry to seek its additional contribution to the country's economy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोशियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही नै मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Normal life has been affected by the incessant rainfall across the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology says presently the country is under the influence of monsoon winds along with the impact of a low pressure system positioned in and around Maharashtra state of India. It has also urged people to adopt precaution. Meanwhile, the Narayanghat Mughlin Road section will remain closed during the night time today and tomorrow in view of the possible risk posed by incessant rains. As per the directives of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, vehicular operation except for essential goods and services has been banned for 7 p.m. evening to 5 a.m. in the morning to avoid possible accidents due to landslide. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Israel Hezbollah attacks have continued despite international pressure for ceasefire. According to the BBC, cross-border fires continue ahead of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech at the UN General Assembly. Leader Netanyahu says his team will continue talks with the U.S. over Washington's initiative for a ceasefire in Lebanon so that, he says, displaced Israelis will be able to return to their homes. Lebanese officials are reported as saying nearly 800 people have been killed in Israeli strikes since Monday. Israel says it aims to remove Hezbollah's threat and return displaced people back to northern Israel. Hezbollah, backed by Iran, says it is acting in solidarity with Palestinians. Now the general forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at many places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Karnali Province, and at some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at some places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at few places of the country. Very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses 79th session of United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister reaffirms Nepal's commitment to contributing to global peace and security. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel and Vice Premier of China Ding Xuexiang agreed to advance several projects, including Kathmandu-Kering Railway. Incessant rainfall across the country affects normal life. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges people to adopt precaution. And Israel-Hezbollah attacks continue despite international pressure for ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.